A baby with a middle, you know? Can't remember the baby's name, but I says, now, I've come over with all good faith and registered my daughter. I paid the tuition. The dean of women say that she can't have her car here on the ground. He said, well, Mr. Dunaway, that's our rules. So now, we had some young college students here. They got their car and they slipped off at night and they had a car wreck, so we made that a rule. I said, well, I don't think that it's a good rule if you're going to be hard and fast with it, because I'm in a condition now that I don't know what to do. I'll have to send her somewhere else, because the only way that I want her to come over here for her to drive. I said, I'm sorry. I said, well, just give me my money back. I'll take her to Southeastern. Well, I come home, I called Southeastern, and didn't have any more rooms in the dorm. So I had to find a room in town, and I didn't want to do that. But before I left over with the dean, I said, now let me tell you something, sir. I said, this is an old ignorant boy, but I have never been hard and fast on anything. Anything that's ever, rule that's ever made, or anything that's ever been invented, if it can't be amended or improved, it ain't worth a dime. I don't believe in anything like that. He said, well, what are you talking about? I said, I'm telling you just that. I said, it ain't worth a dime, this rule that you have. And then you are not broad-minded enough to be able to see what I'm trying to put over to you. She can bring this car and leave it here and leave it with the dean of women. And she keep the keys, she bring it home. That's not your responsibility at all. So can't do it. So I got to it, got my money back, I come on home. Couldn't get enrolled in Hammond, and I didn't know what to do. So I reckon it was working on both ends of the line with the dean. He remembered what I'd said. So he, as we talked it over, the wife says, well, I'll just go and bring her back. Go ahead and get back and don't be so stubborn. Go ahead and put her in. And at the same time, the dean was thinking about what I had told him. And he called me. He said, Mr. Dunaway, I've been thinking about what you said all night. It's worried me. He said, you are 100% right. He said, but when you tell me that something is that's made a law or something that's invented, if it can't be improved or amended, it ain't worth a dime. And he said, you're right. He said, I'm going to make an exception out of this case. You have that daughter to bring that car over here. Give that dean of women her keys on Fridays when she starts home. She give them back. He said, you're right. I said, I was fixing to come over and kind of get out on my knees to you and tell you that the wife was going to pick her up, but I said, if everything's working out fine, I said, I'll be over in a little while. So, that's the way I feel about things.
Huh? That's a good story.
And, it ain't. You know, if you can't improve anything, our legislators make laws. If they can't be improved and say that's it, well, you're getting under a dictatorship. In fact, we'll be under a dictatorship. And you'll see it. I don't know where I'll see it. It's coming.
I hope we don't.
Yeah, it's coming. I'm the type of fella when I could ever couldn't get elected, but I can sure keep a man from being elected in a lot of cases. And I don't say, well, I'm going to be for you and cut your throat. You come ask me, I said, no. And if we are a little owe you a political debt, I said, no, I'm gonna do all I can to whip you or something. I tell them to their face. We're going to be friends after, but I'm going to wire you out, man. So I might have succeeded in doing it.